During budget discussions earlier this year, the administration of Sitka's local hospital proposed ending childbirth and 24/7 surgical coverage as of the end of the first quarter of 2018. That actually means Sunday, September 31st, 2017. Both proposals triggered a serious discussion about the future role of the hospital and some pushback, including one former doctor's decision to run for an assembly seat this year. But the hospital's financial office has been short-staffed due to illness recently, so the move to close OB has now been delayed for at least a month or more while the hospital board awaits more information on the cost benefits. Nevertheless, the hospital board at its last meeting had an extensive conversation about the service. Board member Connie Sipe took the pragmatic corner.
The trend is we're aging. We're not reversing that trend. True. It's not going to change. If we lose 30 families a year because they can't give birth here and they stop coming to Mountainside, that's not great. But do you know what that is? That's 0.7% of the population. A third of them were probably Coast Guard and weren't going to be here in 5 years anyway, or maybe half. And what our population and where the need is for the aging in this community. And maybe we just can't have a dilution of all of OB between two providers when we have other pressing needs for chronic care and elder care and cardiology care and other things that we need. And the idea of somehow trying to, for me, the idea of trying to, I could be convinced, but I think it's a practicality decision. I don't think it's a decision based on studies.
The proposal to end medical OB services has kick-started a conversation in the community about whether the hospital should establish a birthing center or a midwife-run OB clinic. The hospital board did not appear to warm to the idea, mainly because their providers haven't. Roger Golub is a staff physician. He said that the hospital couldn't create a program of any kind for only low-risk deliveries without an agreement for someone else, like the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium across the bridge, to take the high-risk deliveries.
Until and unless you have Surge committing to that, the whole thing's a non-starter.
In any event, Sitka Community Hospital will continue with medical deliveries through the fall, with 24/7 surgical coverage provided by traveling doctors. The expense of obstetrics, hospital CEO Rob Allen told board members, was of concern, but the facility has had a strong month. In September, all 15 of Sitka Community's long-term beds were full, as were its 13 acute care beds. And the surgical model has actually worked well. Allen reported that the administration would now like to move ahead with recruiting a full-time surgeon to Sitka, who would be relieved for some period, 1 week per month, for example, by a traveling doctor. The board was encouraged to hear that news since the looming closure of obstetrics and surgery over the past few months has created instability, according to board president Brian Pertacci. The total uncertainty that we keep creating for the staff is just untenable, he said. On the question of whether Search could back up Sitka Community if the latter opened a birthing center, Bertacci suggested that CEO Allen go ahead and call the Search administration and find out if they'd do it. Yes or no, Bertacci said, it would really help us in our decision-making. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.